Ettar El-Kattani is a journalist in Cairo, in Egypt. Ettar, good morning to you. What's the latest reaction then from the people to the president's announcement?
Oh, people are just really, really shocked. I think I'm just a little bit stunned. I was expecting to go down, waiting to listen to his speech and go to, and then I was expecting to go down to Tahrir to join in the celebrations. But everyone now is just, it was, I think everyone was stunned and then everyone was really, really angry. It feels like, you know, he just got punked, kind of like Ashton Kutcher, the show. No one was expecting this. No one was expecting
so
this,
how do you
really.
Channel that anger? What happens? Does it become violence?
I really, really hope not, but it looks like it might. People are actually calling now on the army. I have friends I'm calling, like I'm calling people in Tahrir right now. The sound is just unbelievable. The anger, the chants of leave, 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 of invalid, invalid, invalid. It's just, it gives you goosebumps, it gives you shivers, and the people are calling on the army to actually join them for a march to the presidential palace today. Today they actually blocked the roads to the presidential palace, the tunnels. It took me 3 hours to get back. So it's very, people have been for a couple of days calling for to move the march to the palace, and after his speech, and it was so nonchalant and completely, you know, there was no emotion really in it, and people were, this is what we've been building up to. You just, there is real no change. All you've done is delegate the power, but you're still in control. You could come in a week and change your mind. So reaction is very, very angry, very angry. I'm really not. I'm hoping that this doesn't turn extremely violent, but there's a very big possibility that it could, especially if the army takes the protesters' side.
Well, this is a regime that has a family here that's enriched itself to a reputed and reported $40 billion worth in real estate and stock holdings in London, New York, Paris, throughout Europe, in luxury resorts and accommodation. And here's a country where people are starving. I don't know quite what more you need to do to point out to a president that his time is up.
That's the thing, you know, he keeps reiterating his speech, you know, that I was born here, I will die here, I serve this country, my only interest is in the interest of the country, that I never strived for power, I never wanted this. But if you really have the best interest of the country, the country's best interest in your mind, then how can you not see that at the present time, the best thing you can do is to leave? That's the only thing that will calm down people somewhat. That's the only way we can get started back on rebuilding our economy. Our economy has lost billions and billions of dollars. Stock exchange been stopped for 2 weeks. Banks, trading, tourism.
Oh, no tourism.
The only way this country exactly is going to get back on its feet is if people kind of calm down and give a chance for the new system, the new government, to start implementing all the changes.
In the West, Ettar, it won't
stubbornness.
It won't surprise you to know that the Western prism through which so much of the commentary comes is over a fear about the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood. Is there more or less likelihood of the Muslim Brotherhood the longer Mubarak holds on?
This is part of the rumor and the fear-mongering. This is also propagated by our media. You should see state media, state media. This is a Hamas/Israel/Iran/Star Wars conspiracy against the regime. There is no Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood weren't even a part of the beginning, this January 25th, which was started by youth online on Facebook. There was all liberals. There were no Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood didn't even want to participate. And if you go to Tahrir, you see the Tahrir, you have girl in Gucci bags, you have peasants from the street. There is no, the presence of the Muslim Brotherhood is no more or less than any other group. Of course they're there. They're part of this Egyptian society. But out of millions of people who are showing up, their representation is extremely small. But for the U.S., it's always, you know, there's always this fear, we don't give democracy to the Arab world because there's a fear. We'll only give you democracy as long as you appoint the people we want you to. But there is no really, the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't really have that much of a presence here. They do, and this is complete, the rumors, oh my God, it's just very, and it's very, very frustrating to feel that this is being hijacked, you know. I feel actually the Muslim Brotherhood got all the reputation. You know, the youth did all the work to get this and they got the whole, look, the Muslim Brotherhood, they managed to organize this. Who can organize and get 2 million people, 3 million people out in the streets? This is pure and unadulterated. It's the youth. And that's actually part of the reason the movement was so strong is because there was no leader. There was no one in charge, no one to say that, this is us, here is who, even the talks with the opposition, it was from all the political parties who participated in the talks.
Ettar, it's extraordinary to have such on-the-spot analysis. I'm indebted to you. It's incredibly exciting. Ettar El-Kattani, a journalist, speaking to us from her home in Cairo.